Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Lord Jesus.
Hello, you ready? Oh, you got your light ready and everything.
Hey, Kendra. How are you?
My name is Johiko. How you doing?
All right, first I'll say the earrings are really ridiculous and stupid. They're giving Around the Way Girl LL Cool J video from the 90s. Sweet like sugar with your gangster talk. Wanna eat you like a cookie when I see you walk. The bigger the hoop, the bigger the hoe is what they say. The hair, I don't know what's going on with the hair. Is it a short haircut? Is it slick to the back? Either way, a man doesn't want to see a woman that looks bald, flat out. Even if it's something going on in the back, from the front, a man don't want to see this look.
Okay, there's going to be three orders of hell no, okay? There's two sides of Ask Your Mama and a large cup of Negro, please.
I mean, some women could pull it off better than others, but I think most men could agree we don't want a woman with short hair that look like a dude. But I will give her props on one thing. It looks like her face is completely natural. I don't see one drip of makeup. She's confident enough to just be herself and look like herself and not paint a fake face on. Kudos for that. Look, I said something positive about a woman.
This is mind-blowing.
How old are you?
I am 39.
Damn! I'm sorry.
39, and where are you calling us from?
I am calling you from South Florida, Fort Lauderdale area, West Fort Lauderdale.
Do you have any kids?
I do. I have three lovely children.
Who the fuck signs up to be a baby dad or baby dad number two, number three, number four?
How old are your three kids?
My daughter is 15. I have an 11-year-old son and she just turned eight, an 8-year-old girl.
Being a single mom and dating is brutal.
Yeah, teenage girls can be huge bitches. Not saying she's one. I don't know her, but they can be huge assholes. And if anything go left or you get on her nerves, she could say you looked at her a certain way. You made a move on her. No man of value is signing up for that. Period.
All okay. From my ex-husband.
Okay. When'd you get divorced?
Ooh. 7 years ago, going on 8 next year.
7 years.
Oh. The fact that she had all three of her kids by her ex-husband, it's better than what usually shows up on this crap show. You know, three kids by three different baby daddies and one wasn't consensual, like all that type of craziness. So on one hand, that's good. But here's the bad side about that. Those kids want their daddy back. All three of those kids want their daddy back. And it's the same guy. You know, they're not going to be for you. They're going to be for their daddy, as they should be. They want their family back. Unfortunately, the mom tore the family apart.
And what do you do for a living?
I am a social worker. Isn't it ironic?
Don't you think? All right, boo. What kind of man are you looking for?
Honestly, I'm just looking for someone that's transparent, someone that's genuine, someone that's authentically looking for something organic. Someone that still believes in, like, that old school love. I know society has definitely messed up everyone's perception of what love should be. So I'm kind of looking for that old thing. Yes, that's me. Everybody in the comments is like, is that her from Pop the Balloon? Yes, it is.
You were on Pop the Balloon?
Yeah, I was on there. I tried. It didn't work out. Everyone knows me because I took my wig off.
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that?
Because someone said that I had braids under, he could see my braids and my lumps under the wig. I didn't have any lumps or braids, so I kind of took it off and I went viral.
She was on the Pop the Balloon YouTube dating show. So look, she wants attention. She's not looking for love. She's hopping from YouTube show to YouTube show. Think about that for a minute. Forget about the fact she got three kids. Why would you want to take a woman serious who YouTube dating show hopping? She just trying to get her Instagram followers up. Point blank, period. I can't take anyone serious who was ever on Kendra G or Pop the Balloon or any of that nonsense. She's not a serious person. Can you imagine being a mother of three? A mother of three children. It ain't like her kids grown. She basically got young kids, and she flying her ass across the country to go on YouTube dating shows.
That's a damn shame.
Who's watching the kids? Is the 15-year-old running the house?
I don't need sleep. I need answers.
Not to mention, when she was on Pop the Balloon, she did something ridiculous like snatch her wig off to go viral.
What kind of shit is that?
Nah, man, don't mess with this. Stay 10,000 feet away from this bitch.
Run away, run away.
A wholesome, righteous woman wouldn't even go on Kendra G, even if she was really looking for somebody and desperate to find somebody. She just wouldn't do it. She has too much dignity and self-respect. Women who have any type of decency in them, they're not even comfortable being around a bunch of men like that.
Message! Message!
That's another thing you need to watch out for when it comes to women. If a woman comfortable being in men's faces at the bar, you know, being in places where there's 80% men, she on the block, standing next to dudes shooting dice. She going to Pop the Balloon shows. She's really comfortable being around groups of men. That's probably not wifey material.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
I'm Al Franken, and I'm proud to approve this message.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
But I did match with someone. Long story short, he ended up being legally married still. And he did not convey that information to me. He actually told me he was divorced for a year and a half. But when I asked about the divorce and when it was finalized, that's when he told me that he was actually still married. And then his wife was coming on my page after the show and was going on like all the blogs, like saying like, you know, telling him to sign the divorce papers, all that good stuff. So
they love all this drama. Just always keep that in mind. They do things to attract this type of drama to their lives. They never want to be bored. A marriage is boring. Sitting at home taking care of three kids, I mean, it can have its exciting moments or crazy moments, but essentially it's boring compared to taking trips and going on YouTube dating shows. It's boring. So she loves all this nonsense. And what did you expect going on a silly-ass show like that? Of course it's going to be dudes who married or, you know, on some other BS. Of course. Serious men don't go on shows like that. And you should know that. But you're not smart enough to know that.
Yeah, it didn't work out for me. So I'm back in the streets, unfortunately.
Wait, so you were dating him and then the wife hit you up, his wife?
No, we weren't even dating. Literally just the show filmed on a Saturday. It aired on a Wednesday. And Wednesday, she was all over my page. And, you know, so, yeah.
Ooh, wow. Okay, yeah, we got the tea.
Decent women don't even talk like that. I'm back in the streets again. A decent woman would say, oh, I'm single again. I'm back on the dating market. You know, I'm open to dating again. They talk like that. You could tell somebody's a hood rat, and hood rats come in all shades and all races. You could tell a bitch is a hood rat when she refers to being single as being back in the streets.
Dead giveaway. Dead
Charles,
giveaway.
Charles, thank you very
dead
much.
Dead giveaway.
So did I ask, I got to remember my questions. Did I ask you what kind of guy you're looking for?
Yeah, and I just told you someone genuine, okay. Someone that obviously has a good head on his shoulders. I don't mind about the kids. Of course, I want somebody that looks good, but again, I'm not super picky at all. So bald, dreads, as long as you are well-groomed, you are very well-maintained, and you can kind of do it all. I love a man that has some suits. You got to have suits, watch. You got to know how to be a man.
I think the bitch got a lot of fucking audacity.
Well, thanks for tuning into today's episodes.
You don't know what that is, ma'am. You don't know what it is to be a man. And having suits and watches, it doesn't make you a man.
Definitely not into hood guys. If you have golds, sticking your middle finger up in every picture, showing money, that's not my type.
Why the fuck are you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God, stop fucking lying.
No offense to them, but just not my type.
What are your deal breakers?
Ooh. Breakers, liars, cheaters, any type of addictions, a sexual aggressive person, like first date, you're trying to have sex with me, you're trying to push up on me.
And what's wrong with that?
No sexual discipline, I guess is what I should say. Someone who's judgmental, someone who's not considerate, and someone who's not willing to like choose me fully.
Okay, not okay. Should he look a certain way?
Huh?
Should he look a certain way?
Who's he?
You know that anger you get when you deal with like a person that's just completely stupid? What's wrong with your brain? Like why do you not see what you are? Like, and I get there with women, like I truly do.
The lights are on, but nobody's home.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Did he look a certain way?
Who's he?
Now looking for a guy?
Yeah, but I'm trying to understand your question. I'm sorry.
Like, should the guy that you desire look a certain way? Do you have a appearance
preference? Again, I'm not heavy on complexion. I'm not heavy on, hair type. I don't think I won't date someone overweight. I prefer someone that has like a nice build to them, but that can be from slim to, you know, muscular, might even have a little dad stomach to him. Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking for love. I'm not looking for looks more than love, you know?
Okay, if you're so realistic and you're so down to earth, why haven't you been able to find somebody? You have an inbox full. You're not a supermodel, but you're attractive enough, even with the baldy. You're attractive enough to have an inbox full. There's plenty of guys out there that fit this general description. But we all know you just talking. When a woman describes what type of man she wants, she's going to describe 10% of men, the top 10% of men, even when she thinks she's being lenient. Yeah, I think Kendra is slow. You know, I'm not saying that to make fun of her, but she always asks the same shit twice, or she'll ask somebody what they do for a living, and then 3 seconds later say what you do for a living. Yeah, but she always seemed to be taking notes, but she always asks the same shit twice. I don't get that. What are you writing down if you're not writing down what you already asked?
It's enough to make it go crazy.
She's 39 years old. So let's just say she's willing to go from 39 to, let's just say she's willing to go to 60. She don't want a married man, so exclude married. Let's just say any shade. I'm trying to give her as much room to find somebody as possible. Let's just say she don't really care about height. We'll say the average height, 5'9". She says she don't want no fat ass man, so exclude obese. 40K. That's less than the average salary in America. So financially, he would be a below average man. So this seemed like a pretty reasonable ask. You know, if a woman say 39 to 60, not married, any race, 5'9", exclude obese, at least 40K. That seems super, super, super reasonable. So let's see what her chances are looking like. 4.6% of men.
Oh, I wish one of y'all motherfuckers would just start laughing, because y'all know you think this is funny, but you...
Does a new man make a certain amount of money?
I have no type of, like limitations. I'm not looking for a rich man. I'm looking for someone that's rich at heart, but I'm also not willing to just, like, take just anybody off the streets. There was a time where I was just like, Joe, as long as he's ambitious and he really wants something, I will help and we can do it together. Look at Tyler Perry, look at Oprah. You know, these are people who came from nothing and now they are billionaires. But I realize I can't be that generous, that lenient, you know? So I'm like, all right, I need someone that just has a good head on their shoulders.
Did you peep that? She still wants you to grow to a billionaire. Her thought process of just dealing with a regular dude is, hey, who knows? He could level up to Tyler Perry. It's so ridiculous.
You won't have a man because a man can't be a man when he's saddled down up to his neck in debt with a dissatisfied woman who don't give a damn. She want more and more and more. Let me tell you something, woman.
That's when you stand up and we see your full body.
Oh, okay. I was not ready for this. I'm like, I just pushed this up. Like, let me see what's going on in here. So I gotta back up. Can y'all see me? All right.
So, Dojo, should the guy be in South Florida?
No. No, I've done long distance in the past. I tend to do long distance when I date because I travel a lot. So
that's a gigantic red flag for most guys.
Boom, there we have it. She's for the streets. She's for the streets. You travel a lot. What are you traveling for? You have 3 children. It's a huge red flag when a 40-year-old woman with 3 kids is willing to do a long-term relationship. She's not looking for anything serious. I'm looking for that old school love. No, you're not.
My last relationship was in 2022. I dated, it was my first white guy. He lived in Switzerland. He was actually willing to move here and all that type of stuff, but we were only together like 3-4 months, and he was just going a little too fast for me. He was already just trying to get me pregnant. He already had a ring for me.
I looked at him like he was stupid.
Yeah, and I was not ready for all of that.
That just did not surprise me.
You don't have to answer, but I'm gonna ask. When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
The last time that I was intimate with someone was last week.
You can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up. Y'all heard it.
Told you. I told you. I told you.
You ain't tell me shit.
You know, I've been single for a long time. So, I've been single since 2022. So, it would be very unrealistic for me not to have a sex life.
What the hell is the world coming to?
I get angry just thinking about it makes me mad.
40 years old, 3 kids, still getting dicked down on the regular by randoms. Ran through on the regular by randoms. The triple R. Coin that right now.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.